He is a center for the Pacers, coming off an enormous game last night. 26 points, 12 rebounds, 5 blocks in that win over Washington. Over the past 5 games, averaging 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 blocks, he was a former McDonald's All-American. He was the 11th pick overall in 2015 out of Texas. Indiana is in second in the Central. They're at home. Another big game against Milwaukee tomorrow night. Miles Turner is my guest. Miles, great to have you on. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing great. It's great to visit with you. So I mentioned you were coming off a monstrous game last night. Just to reset that, 26, 12, and 5 blocks. You've been on a roll lately, but that was next-level stuff. Did you know going into that game that you had something special working? And then when you're out there and you're dominating like that on the floor, what's it feel like?
Oh, it feels great, man. Just to go out there and have a performance like that, especially in front of our home crowd. And the biggest thing I wanted to do was just go out there and just play as hard as I possibly could. That's what I've been doing over this past couple of stretching games, and it's been working for me.
But so you're taking it kind of in stride. Let me put it to you another way. Your teammate Darren Collison said after the game, quote, "I'm going to be real with you. When you look at Miles and the type of player he can be, it's almost scary. He's long. He can roll to the basket. He can pop from mid-range. He can pop a three-pointer, and he can play defense. Most bigs can just play offense or just play defense or just roll to the basket. Miles has every tool a big in this league needs at some point in every game," end quote. I mean, Collison is a vet in this league. He's been around a long time. This guy does not throw compliments like that around. So what's it mean to hear that from him, that kind of respect from him?
I mean, it's huge. I mean, me and DC have a great relationship, and just to have that, knowing that he has that confidence in me only boosts my confidence, especially down the stretch. So it's, I feel like this whole team has been built off of, you know, it's our camaraderie and our confidence in each other.
Miles Turner joining us. Now, as a team, you've won 4 straight, and you've done so without Victor Oladipo. So what's to say about how good this team is that you can keep on rolling even without Vic right now?
I think we're a great team, you know, with Vic or without Vic, you know, you know, we obviously host on having our best player out there, but you know, we're so deep and we have so much depth on this team that you know, anybody can step up any given night, and I feel like that's you know, it's a credit to our, you know, our front office. That's kind of like how they put this team together and based this team in the off season. And, you know, it's been working for us, and you know, hoping to keep the train rolling.
Miles Turner is my guest. When Paul George was dealt, it seemed like everybody gave up on the team, but you guys simply did not give up on each other, and then you had a huge year last season, and now you're backing it up with another big year this year. So what's that say about the toughness and the mentality of the guys in that locker room?
I think the whole mentality to itself really built into our resiliency. I think that we came in, you know, especially after that trade, and said, look, man, you know, nobody's counting us out, but we have so much talent here that, you know, if we just go out there and just play as hard as we possibly can, go night in, night out, you know, we're going to be in a lot of games. And that's kind of what we built our identity off of last year. You know, Bojan had a career year. DC had a great year. Obviously, Vic, you know, he rose to his ascension. I mean, it's just guys just stepped up out of nowhere, and we just really, you know, came out and laid the foundation for what we want this organization to be.
Pacers center Miles Turner is my guest. Listen, I know you're not going to make it about you, but you are a huge part of this. And when you've been asked about the secret to taking the next step this season, you've said it's just a matter of working hard. But I think in that sense, you're kind of underselling yourself a little. At the end of last season, you said that you saw yourself in the mirror and you thought you looked a little bit pudgy. What was your reaction when you saw that? And then how'd you go about addressing that? What did you do?
Well, I feel like, you know, my body fat was just really high. It was like 14-15%, and I wasn't necessarily out of shape, but I just wasn't in great shape, and I wasn't in, you know, that shape I came into the league as, you know, coming in as a rookie and whatnot, and that's when I was moving at my best, and, you know, I just told myself, you know, I'm just going to work my ass off this summer, and I had kind of took a new approach and put a new plan together and kind of went out in the middle of nowhere, Texas, and just really worked on myself, you know, mentally and physically, and, you know, I'm starting to reap the benefits now. Just working on my body, working on my stamina, and just working on my overall game.
Man, that's strong, especially for somebody so young. Like, for instance, I had Nate McMillan on the show earlier this season, and we talked about the commitment that you put in during the offseason and the fact that you touched on this. You didn't just change your diet. You also went to work on your body, and that included working hot yoga in the offseason. What was it about yoga that made you want to try that and get into that?
Oh, I've tried yoga in the past, and I'd always been a fan of its benefits, so I never really did it consistently. So once I started to get warmer into the summer, I took it a lot more, you know, seriously, took a lot more upon myself. It was just my durability got better. You know, I was more and more flexible, and then I just started feeling better. So especially when I got on the floor. So I'm not gonna lie, the first couple of weeks I tried it, I was a little nervous. And I was like, kind of a waste of time. But once I started doing it more and more consistently, I found myself really benefiting from it.
And Maz, if you don't mind, I'm going to have my producer pick you up real quick and make an adjustment to this phone real quick. I just want to finish that interview. That's really interesting. So he started doing yoga, and I'm not going to say that I've spent a lot of time doing it, but I've kind of read up on it. Man, there's a lot that goes into that. You don't just decide to do it. There's balance poses, headstands, arm inversions. Arm balances, inversions. I mean, that list goes on and on and on. That is not an easy thing to do, and especially mentally, as you kind of adjust to that. I'm going to try and fix that phone line and finish that up. We're talking to Miles Turner. Miles, thanks so much for doing that. I appreciate it. So listen, you wrote a piece also for the Players Tribune earlier this season, and you talked about Turner's block. It's a group of fans in Section 101. How does a fan get to sit in Turner's block? What's that all about?
Well, it's something that I started a couple of years ago, and it was originally PG's. Once he left, I wanted to take it over and kind of try to bring it to new heights and whatnot. And I basically held a tryout, and basically, fans come and audition. They literally have like 30 seconds just to act as crazy as possible, and then if I like it, I pick them. If I don't, I'll try again next year. Kind of thing. But there were a lot of fans that came out this year, showed a lot of support, and then. It was crazy. Like I had some girl like get down on one knee and propose to me. Like I had like people like running all around the gym, silly string. It was crazy. It was like a whole bunch of stuff you couldn't even imagine. It was pretty awesome. So just to show, just to see how fanatic any of the fans are, it was pretty crazy.
All right, and then one of the additions went down. One fan performed a version of Black and Yellow, except went with Blue and Yellow. Included a Rick Smits reference. What did you make of that?
Well, his video was awesome. Like I watched it, more than a couple of times, and I showed my family, I showed up my boys, and he did a great job with that. Just the lyrics, just the whole performance of it, the delivery, it was pretty cool. And I think I got him up there, but that was pretty cool.
We're talking to Miles Turner for a few more moments. We talked about all the work that you put in, and it's paying off, and the numbers are there, and the team is playing well. It's also led to a lot of attention in the sense that you're getting run now as a possible defensive player of the year, also an all-star. What's it mean to see all of that and all that hard work pay off the way it is?
It's paying off. It paid off really well for me. I'm not necessarily concerned about those kind of things right now. My biggest concern is to help my team win, and if that's being the best defensive player, I'll do it. If it's having to perform an offense, then I'm going to do it. But my approach is to come out here and just be myself. Not necessarily conform to what the media or what outsiders want me to be. It's just all about what my team wants to be.
See, the thing is, you're still just 22, and yet from the outside, you play a lot older than you actually are. One of the guys that you played with that you learned from was Al Jefferson. Always one of my favorites. What was it like to play with him, and what'd you learn from him?
I love playing with Big Al. I think he really got my jump hook right. We worked a lot on just my jump hook. I've always had a hook shot per se, but the way he shot his jump hook is a little different than a typical big. I worked on that a lot with him. He's just a really good guy off the floor. Man, he's just a good vet. You got to have a locker room, learning life lessons from him and whatnot. That was a big part of everything I was doing.
Indiana's in second in the Central. They're at home against Milwaukee tomorrow night. Miles Turner is having a big year. Miles, great to have you on the show. Appreciate you, and I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
No doubt. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Miles Turner, he is so good. And he's going to get better and better and better and better. And really committed for a guy that age. For like what he said, for him to go out into the middle of nowhere the way he did, not only to work on his body. I mean, it's one thing to say, yeah, I had some body fat that I didn't like. I wasn't in the best condition I had to be in. But I went and worked on my mind, my body, my game. I did what I had to do, and it's paying off. He is having a huge year. And had an enormous game last night. Next level type of game last night. And when a guy like Darren Collison says what he's saying about him, it's real.